I am in a hotel in Boston. I'm not going to tell you which one. I don't need you guys swarming the lobby. But I am in a, I am overlooking a Whole Foods. So if you could put that together, I guess you could find me. Boston's cool. I haven't been here in a while. Last time I was here, I didn't like it. I think that was because I did a show and the audience hated my guts. This time, love it. Also, the Wilbur Theater, beautiful. And yeah, this is a great time. Walked around a lot. Last night, ate at a nice fancy Italian restaurant. I ate bread. What are you gonna do? I can't avoid every slice of pizza that comes in front of me. Most of them, get them out of here. But if I'm in a, you know, fancy restaurant, I'm eating damn pizza. I don't need to explain myself to you. We're talking about going to see, go to Salem, where they, you know, burned all the witches, and walking around whatever it is they have there that looks like old timey, and they have, you know, the blacksmith that acts like he's the real blacksmith from then, and they all talk to you like old times, and then you get go on like a tour. I love that shit. I remember I was doing some shows in Williamsburg, Virginia. Is that remember? Williamsburg? I think so. Yeah, because we went to the Colonial Williamsburg and went on a ghost tour. Didn't see any ghosts, but we saw some places that they claimed people had seen ghosts. So let's just do the news. If you're coming to any of the Boston shows, let me know and I will do my best to say hi or something. Oh yeah, I can meet you. There's a merch table. Merch, that's an industry term for merchandise. So you don't want to say merchandise every time. It's a long word. Let's shorten that up. Merch. All right. Let's see what's going on in the news. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff about it. They keep on finding more and more about this psycho. But let's see. Columbus Day designated as Indigenous People Day in Salt Lake City. Sounds good. Call it whatever you want as long as there's no alternate side of the street parking, am I right? And you get a day off, you get a day off from school. I don't think I ever got off of work. I think I always had to go to work on Columbus Day. But if that's a holiday for you, let's just change the name. Because I guess Columbus is a... Columbus is kind of an asshole. Change that Columbus Circle to Indigenous People Circle. I love it. Everybody would be happy about that. It's not like that Statue of Columbus in Columbus Circle is such a big fucking deal. I mean, it's more of the pedestal. It's really a big, because it's this big high pedestal, and then Columbus sits on top of that. So it's like The pedestal's really the show there. You could knock that Columbus off there, put up whatever you want. Put up a statue of an indigenous person. Good for Salt Lake City. They're a little behind on some other shit. Their bars close at like fucking 11 o'clock, but they're right on that. Black Lives Matter protesters shut down ACLU freedom of speech event. Well, trying to get the word out there. Well, I guess it's free speech. I don't think they're against free speech. They're just, I don't know. I'm not reading the article. I'm for the ACLU and I'm for Black Lives Matter. I'm on everybody's side, man. Except the, I'm not on the conservative side. I find them to be a little wrong about stuff. This woman gets $400,000 package of oxycodone, wanted yoga mat. Oh, the post office. They mix up all sorts of stuff. So people sending oxycodones through the... There's the oxycontin and the oxycodone. Is there one that's better? If I wanted to really get into the oxy scene, what do you think? I always heard oxycontin was the first one I heard about, so I feel like I would go to that. But then is everybody be like, look at this guy, he's still taking oxycontin like a fucking... All right, Grandpa, with your oxycontin. We're all on oxycodone now. You ain't cool. Woman walked out to meet her mail carrier, thinking a yoga mat. Then she was handed a box filled with $400,000 worth of illegal oxycodone. Well, I guess she turned it in. And didn't, I mean, then you think he'd try one? I keep one. I wouldn't, because I have issues with addiction. But I'm just saying, in a vacuum, I think what I would do is, oh, look at all these pills. Oops, the package somehow, the bag or whatever they're in, just opened up a little bit. And I didn't notice this one that fell out and rolled under the couch. Here, police, here's all the drugs. Then you take the one. And then you don't know how to get more. You just had the one. You have one party. See what the whole what the whole deal is about. What is everybody going crazy for these oxycodones for? Well, I hope nobody got arrested. I don't like people getting arrested for drugs. I like them getting arrested for violent crime. I don't like people getting arrested for drugs. You say, oh, but then there's people that overdose from the drugs. Hey, man. I'm not saying that that's not an issue, but people like drugs. I think we're good. Is this good? I'll do one more story. One more story. And then I'm going to go run on a treadmill. Drunk Wyoming man arrested claims he's time-traveled here from 2048 to warn the town of aliens. I believe him. Sight unseen, I believe this guy. Aliens are coming in 2048 to Wyoming. I mean, really, why not? What if this guy's telling the truth? In all the movies, nobody believes the time traveler, except one person, a child, who then helps the time traveler. But nobody believes the time traveler. Let's believe all of them. Let's run down these leads. Let's see what happens. You're telling me nobody's made a time machine ever throughout history that they can't come back and tell us about it? And then we could maybe, stop 9/11, stop Trump. Those are my two. I would say the things I'd want to stop. Let's change those two things. I mean, I don't know. Not saying, that's good. Because then it's like, what if there was no 9/11? Where would you be? I don't know. But if I go back in time, I would say, stop Donald Trump. I would just tell people, no, dude, he's really going to win. I was in the future, he's really going to fucking win. And then I'd be like, oh, shit, let's stop. Let's stop this right now. This isn't fun anymore. And then 9/11, I would just go to the airport and say, yo, those dudes are going to, they're going to 9/11 us. I would also go back and tell me in sixth grade, I think it's more advantageous to get off at the Houston Street stop on the one train as opposed to the Christopher Street stop on the one train to get to school. I spent 2 years getting off the wrong subway stop, I believe. It would have been quicker to get off at Houston. Those are the only three things I would change. Then I'd say, destroy the time machine. Before it does harm. I just saved the world, and I saved a young Chris Laker probably about 6 minutes a day. All right, that's it. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.